Some exciting news this morning that I won't give away. I'll leave it up to Peter Abbott, the Chief Executive Officer of Bendigo Heritage Trams. Morning, Peter. How are you going?
Yeah, great, thank you. Yeah, very excited.
What is this exciting news you're going to announce this morning?
Yeah, well, it's obviously Victorian State Government has selected Bendigo Tramways to be the new operator for the Melbourne Tram Network. So
fantastic.
It's something we've been working on for many months, and it's exciting news that we can announce that some of the great services we have up here in Bendigo are going to be rolled out across the Melbourne Tram Network over the next 12 months or so.
So was it quite a lengthy tender process?
Yeah, look, our crews have been working on it sort of secretly for many months, really. I've come on as the new CEO about 6 months ago, and I've been working on it pretty heavily over the last few months. And, we won our National Tourism Award a couple of weeks ago, and a range of other things that we're rolling out across the Bendigo network that we want to try and roll out across the Melbourne network now.
And what gave you the edge in your submission?
We're obviously looking at, we've got conductors coming back on the trams. We've got, things like what we do in Bendigo with our tram app that we're, people can explore Bendigo using the tram app that we've developed. And so that'll be rolled out across the Melbourne network as well. People love the W-class trams, of course. So we're the only place in the world that restores W-class trams. So we'll be putting more of those back on the roads in Melbourne, and of course some of our staff that got a lot of expertise in tram restorations, will be bringing on more people to bring the tram fleet up ready to go to Melbourne.
You mentioned the tram conductors are coming back, so you can purchase your tickets for cash on board. When will we first see the W-class trams back in Melbourne?
Yeah, look, we'll be aiming for just before Christmas to roll out our services down in Melbourne, so obviously got a few things to roll out and get ready equipment-wise, but we'll be seeing us getting some new staff on board here in Bendigo, trialling them, and of course getting them down into Melbourne, working across the world's largest tram route, which is in Melbourne.
And if you'd like to find out more, our listeners would like to find out some more information, Peter, is there a website or Facebook page you have?
Yeah, you can go to either the Bendigo Tramways site, or of course our Facebook page is Bendigo Tramways as well, so we're having some details up there, and we'd love people to maybe come and explore the Bendigo trams, because soon you'll be able to do that in Melbourne as well.
So some exciting news. Bendigo Tramways has won the contract to operate the suburban tram network in Melbourne. I've been speaking to the CEO of Bendigo Heritage Attractions, Peter Abbott. Thanks, Peter, and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks very much.